WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Not happy about the plan by New York to charge New Jerseyans a $15 fee for entering Manhattan south of 60th Street. You'll get a chance to have your voice heard in February during a series of public hearings regarding the MTA's congestion pricing plan. These drivers are not happy with the congestion toll.
Nothing's being fixed, it's going into politicians' pockets.
You have to change your job, change your location. Is that worth it? People have had it. I know I have.
Dates for the hearings have yet to be announced, but they will take place before the MTA votes on the plan. A 32-year-old Eatontown woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to vehicular homicide in connection with a crash in Brick Township on Mother's Day 2021 that claimed the life of a 78-year-old resident. Ashley Watkins must serve at least 85% of her sentence before being considered for parole. Watkins had fentanyl, Benadryl, and marijuana in her system when she collided head-on with a Dodge Caravan at the intersection of Lanes Mill Road and Greenwood Loop just before 10 a.m. on May 9th, 2021, killing Nancy Penrod and injuring her husband, 78-year-old Terry Penrod, who was driving the vehicle. After a week-long truce, fighting resumed in the Middle East on Friday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas is the reason negotiations have stopped.
Hamas failed to come up with yet another list of women and children that could be released, and we know they're holding additional women and children, not combatants, not female IDF soldiers, but innocent civilians, women and children that they have that they couldn't put on a list.
He made his comments during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. A new task force is being formed to help senior citizens in New Jersey with their property taxes. Governor Murphy says the task force will come up with recommendations to implement the new Stay NJ property tax relief program. Under Stay NJ, eligible seniors with a gross income under $500,000 will receive a credit of 50% on the annual property tax bill for their main residence, up to $6,500. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 41 points to close at 36,204. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Get ready to bundle up. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Your phone is a radio. Upload our free New Jersey 101.5 app on your phone and listen to us wherever you go. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's number one plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
It looks like the traffic along the New Jersey Turnpike moving along pretty easily at the moment. Though it looks like the Garden State Parkway heavy around the Union vicinity. You've got some slowdowns on 287 South coming down through Piscataway and towards the Edison vicinity. And 24 coming back down towards 78. Some slowdowns to watch for as well. Traffic on Route 130 jammed up on the southbound side coming down to 133 heading in towards Cranberry. And if you're riding on Route 9 and through Beechwood, you've got some delays too. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson. It's getting better at the George Washington Bridge. Still 20 minutes for the upper level though. 10 minutes for the lower level, not bad on the tunnels. PATH trains back on schedule. We still have a suspension of NJ Transit Rail service on the Morris and Essex line between Chatham and Mount Tabor. Ongoing overhead wire problems. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 42 has a car off the roadway northbound approaching Black Horse Pike. It's on the left shoulder, though. Watch out for these delays behind it. At 42 on the northbound side, it's slow at Black Horse Pike and up towards 295. And we also have 676 south heavy onto 76 and towards 42. Traffic is going to be tough for you in South Jersey, Cape May Courthouse in both directions at Breakwater Road and in through to Seashore Road. They're paving until 5 p.m. And also we have 73 south slow in Maple Shade. Mercer County with flooding southbound in Lawrence Township, the exit ramp at Route 1 southbound at 295. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire season. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
Live, local, legendary. We are New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow will end up 5 to 10 degrees colder than today, as a chilly air mass takes hold in New Jersey once again. Mainly clear tonight and potentially frosty. Lows will dip into the mid-30s, give or take. And tomorrow's highs only mid-40s. It'll be partly sunny with a chance for some sprinkles or flurries at some point. Wednesday, partly sunny, chilly and dry. Highs come down to the lower 40s. And then Thursday is the bottom of the barrel. Coldest day of the week. Partly sunny again, 20s in the morning. Highs only make it to around 40 Thursday afternoon, feeling pretty January-ish there. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
In Clark, it is 53 degrees, Middletown 49, Atlantic City 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.